Morning Watch, Experiencing, Enjoying, and Expressing Christ, 4, Week 37, The Faithful Witness of God for the Testimony of Jesus. Monday, Related Verses. Revelations chapter 1, verses 1 through 8 and 20, emphasizing 1 through 6. Verses 1 through 6. The revelation of Jesus Christ, which God gave to him, to show to his slaves the things that must quickly take place. And he made it known by signs, sending it by his angel to his slave John, who testified the word of God and the testimony of Jesus Christ, even all that he saw. Blessed is he who reads, and those who hear the words of the prophecy and keep the things written in it, for the time is near. John, to the seven churches which are in Asia, grace to you and peace from him who is, and who was, and who is coming, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness, the firstborn of the dead, and the ruler of the kings of the earth, to him who loves us and has released us from our sins by his blood, and made us a kingdom, priests to his God and Father, to him be the glory and the might forever and ever. Amen. Verses 7 through 8. Behold, he comes with the clouds, and every eye will see him, even those who pierced him, and all the tribes of the land will mourn over him. Yes, amen. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, he who is and who was and who is coming, the Almighty. Verse 20. The mystery of the seven stars which you saw upon my right hand, and the seven golden lampstands. The seven stars are the messengers of the seven churches, and the seven lampstands are the seven churches. Revelations chapter 3, verse 14. And to the messenger of the church in Laodicea write, these things says the Amen, the faithful and true witness, the beginning of the creation of God. Related reading. On one hand, Revelation gives us the revelation of Christ, and on the other hand, it shows us the testimony of Jesus, which is particular and consummate. The testimony of Jesus is the church. Revelation presents the revealed Christ and the testifying church. In this book, we have a particular and consummate record of the church. In Revelation, the churches are unveiled as being the lampstands. In no other New Testament book is this term used with respect to the church. As the lampstands, the churches shine in the darkness. The word lampstand enables us to understand much about the church and its function. The church is not the lamp, it is the lampstand, the stand that holds the lamp. God is the light, and the Lamb is the lamp. God is in Christ, and Christ as a lamp is held by the stand to shine out God's glory. This is the testimony of the church. As the local churches, the lampstands are golden in nature. In typology, gold signifies divinity, the divine nature of God. All the local churches are divine in nature. They are constituted with the divine nature of God. To say this is absolutely scriptural, for the book of Revelation says that the local churches are golden lampstands. These stands are not built of clay, wood, or any inferior substance. They are constructed out of pure gold. This means that all the local churches must be divine. Without divinity, there can be no church. Although the church is composed of humanity with divinity, humanity should not be the basic nature of the local churches. The basic nature of the local churches must be divinity, God's divine nature. By these two simple words, golden lampstands, we realize a great deal about the church, that the church is something shining with Christ and that it is constituted with the divine nature. The lampstands shine in the darkness. In order for the lamp to shine, it must have oil burning within it. If the oil burns within the lamp, the light will shine out through all the darkness. This is the function of the church. The function of the church is not simply to preach or to teach doctrine. In the dark night of this age, the church must shine out the very glory of God. This is the testimony of the church. All the lampstands are identical with one another. Many Christians, having taken in a mistaken concept, desire to be different from other Christians. Everyone has a head, two shoulders, two arms, two hands, and 10 fingers, and every human head has 7 holes, 2 ears, 2 eyes, 2 nostrils, and a mouth. It is ridiculous to say, "I don't want to have the same appearance as others." Those who claim that every local church should be unique base their concept upon the differences among the 7 churches in Revelation 2 and 3. Some have said, "Look, all the 7 churches are different." All the differences in the local churches in Revelation 2 and 3 are negative, not positive. Ephesus lost her first love, negative. Pergamos is worldly, negative. Thyatira is demonic, negative. And Laodicea became lukewarm, negative. On the positive side, however, all the local churches are identical, because they all are 7 golden lampstands. If you could place all the 7 lampstands on a table before you, unless you numbered or labeled them, you would be unable to tell them apart. All the 7 lampstands are the same.